I am recording this audio file as I stand in my dining room and look at the little cots and playpens and the front pack and the stroller that were the symbols, if you like, of my care for my dog Harry, and the statement of his ability to know that he had a human, his mummy, who his beloved mummy, that would always care, would always protect him, and would always love him and always guard him, particularly as after in recent months he became blind. So I debated whether to capture this raw emotional recording right now, because I know that Huxley and his legal big guns that are endeavouring to make sure this horror story never sees the light of day, I know that their primary motive, or their primary strategy, if you like, is to paint me as a grieving pet owner that has gone completely off the rails. I am indeed a grieving pet owner, but I haven't gone off the rails. I am wanting this never to happen to another pet owner. I am wanting this never to have happened to me. And most of all, I am wanting this never to have happened to Harry. Because what I have to carry forward for the rest of my life is not losing my little dog, because that was inevitably going to happen at some point. But it would have and could have and should have happened naturally, or at least not a planned execution with preceded by horrific, horrific hours of cruelty. Not just an overdose, but the actual animal lab treatment that you gave to him with all of your students, quote unquote, in ghoulish attendance. That little dog and the memory of him, who I cherish so deeply and still do, despite his bodily absence, that little dog, I have to carry forward the memory of not only his little paws stretched out to me through the bar as he stood up, stretching out his little paws to me through the bars with two ICU staff doing absolutely nothing to comfort him, other than, as even your small amount of largely redacted records show, did nothing but began his 500 to 750% overdose of a contraindicated sedative, convenience sedative. Not only do I have to carry that forward, what I actually have to carry forward is that when you unplugged him from the minimal amount of rehydration that you were allowing him after 8 hours and 38 minutes into what was meant to be a 24-hour protocol, and then you started doing all of your lab rat experiments on him with your ghoulish students in tow, making recordings that you don't want to release to me, and with good understanding from my end of why, but no acceptance of it for obvious reasons. They are mine under the Privacy Act. But I now have to carry forward, and even those records show, which is why you drugged him, even those records show they, your ICU staff, subhumans, actually state right there in the records that he was facing the back wall of his cage crying for hours. Do you know what that actually symbolizes in a dog's psychology? Do you know what that actually means he was going through? I have to carry forward the memory of my precious little Harry going forward wondering why, for all of those hours, he sat looking at the back of his cage, crying, and or then drugged, and or possibly both in tandem, what was going through his precious little mind as he sought to understand why the person, his mummy, me, that kept him safe, that held him for hours every day, sometimes on my knee as I worked, why in his little mind I would have deserted him. I would have just dumped him into a cage there and left him. Because in his mind, that's the only rationale that he has. There is no other point of reference. That is actually what happened. It's not what happened from my perspective, but from his perspective, it absolutely is what happened. And then for hours afterwards, he was either in a drugged and or state where you conducted lab rat experimentation on his poor, drugged little body. What was going through his mind as he wondered, where's mummy? Where's mummy? Where's mummy? I have to carry that forward. I have to carry that forward for the rest of my life. And I just want to tell you that you people have absolutely no place dealing with animals at all. Notwithstanding all of the breaches of the Animal Welfare Act, the Veterinary Code of Professional Conduct Act, and the Privacy Act's information release provisions, notwithstanding any of that, just on a straight human, anybody can understand level, you people, none of you have any business working with animals. None of you. And certainly not handling and being in charge of the lives of other people's pets that you charge phenomenal fees to supposedly provide gold standard, including ICU, intensive care, quote-unquote, care for. And I just want, if any of you have pets, and God, I almost hope that you don't, but if any of you do, what I would like you to do is I would like you to look through Harry's records, including the ones that you won't release to me because God knows how much worse they are than the ones you did, heavily redacted, that is. And I would like you to substitute your pet's name for Harry's in every single case throughout all of those last 15 or so pages of the torturous last 15 hours of my little boy's life. And I would like you to tell me how it would leave you feeling if the last thing your little dog ever remembered was you holding him down so he could be lethally injected as he tried to tell his human, me, that he was actually still in there because he was sedated. He hadn't had a neurological event or decline. He was under phenomenal overdosing of a contraindicated drug with kidneys that couldn't stand it, that had just been unplugged, and you dosed him up even afterwards from the only thing that was helping him possibly maybe flush it out of his system. The IV fluids that were the only thing you were ever meant to give him, because I delivered him to you at 10 o'clock the previous night for nothing other than rehydration. You people should never touch another person's, client's, anybody's pet ever again.